Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our program, Al Fiqh al Madahib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 4th of Rajab, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 26th of January, 2023. Alhamdulillah, our topic today is on Miraj. We have our Honorable Mufti Sapia, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa mana Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahab, our first question is, where is it mentioned of Miraj in the Quran?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And today is the 4th of Rajab 1444. We should be reading the dua and supplication consistently, and that is Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during these months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and spare us for another month of Ramadan. O beloved Allah, the hadith in Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif. Here there are three parts we need to understand. One is the first part, where Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah and then went to Masjid al-Aqsa. That is in the beginning of chapter 17, verse 1. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. So chapter surah 17 verse 1, or the beginning of the 15th juz, 15th supara, whichever one is easy for you to understand. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. So this part is called Isra. Isra means as-sayru fil layl, to travel at night. Fa asri bi ibadi innakum muttaba'un. You Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that you must take my servants and leave them, they take them with you, and let them leave the Pharaoh and his cronies, and but you will be pursued. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam night time. Allah Ta'ala informed Lut alayhi salam, fa asri bi ahlik, you must go with your family, leave Sodom and Gomorrah, they will be punished. So here Allah is taking the master alayhi salam physically in the state of awakeness, and the master alayhi salam is witnessing everything with his mubarak blessed vision and eyes. Laylam min al masjid al haram ila al masjid al aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. From Masjid al-Haram, the sacred holy masjid in Makkah, right to Masjid al-Aqsa, and that Aqsa, Aqsa means to be far, the furthest masjid in that direction. Alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina, and we place barakah, blessing there in its precincts, and we showed that to the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was the miracle, the mu'jiza, and the miraculous nocturnal journey. So that's first part. Thereafter, there Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met the prophets and messengers, and Fajr time made imamat for them to show the world that the master prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who he was, he is, he will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, and this is the Ahad, the Mithaq of Anbiya. Allah took a pledge from them. One day you will meet, you will see Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then what you must do? لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. You must believe in him and you must assist him. So that is how they met Nabi alayhi salatu salam there at Aqsa Mubarak, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the imamat. So that all happened in Aqsa. And one interesting point here, you all should remember, esteemed listeners, that you must study this whole Aqsa. You see, if you've been to Aqsa, no? Right. So when you've been to Aqsa, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. So one is the building structure, and you find Masjid al-Aqsa in front and Qubbat al-Sakhra at the back, the Dome of the Rock. But we're speaking about the Aqsa compound, the whole area. Remember where the big, big walls are, that is 36 acres. We must remember all this, right? It's 36 acres. Then remember when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled, that at the speed of lightning, with buraq, burbarq, barq means lightning, so with buraq. So when the Master alayhi salatu salam was meeting the Anbiya prophets, leading the Salat and so forth, so what happens? This buraq was fastened. Now if you're facing Qibla there at Aqsa, so remember on the right hand side, therefore we called it Jidarul Buraq, the wall of the buraq, it was fastened there. That mode of transport, means of conveyance. But these jutlas, these haramis, the shaitans and enemies of Islam and humanity, they stole that also, and they occupy it. They call it Haitul Mabki, the wailing wall, the western wall, they call it. I went right down there also, the jutla side, and where they pray and shake and shake and that. But that wall, if you know Islam, then that is Jidarul Buraq. And in 67, they stole it, occupied it, and thereafter they say that this is their holy place and so forth. So that is how you must remember, they steal one thing of the Muslims. Thereafter, now we speak of Mi'raj. So Mi'raj starts at Aqsa. From Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa is called Isra. And then there the Salat and the Liqa and believe meeting the prophets and messengers. Then the third part is Mi'raj, the ascension, going up. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken up into the skies, and there remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's journey is mentioned in chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi. Allah speaks of Nabi alayhi salam, wa najmi idha hawa, qasam of the star, when the star falls. The star can fall, the creation can fall, but Nabi alayhi salam would not fall. Allah will elevate you, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, and we will elevate you, Ya Rasulullah, in your name, Nami, Ismi Grami, your honorable name. Chapter 53, verses 1 to 18. They all met Allah, Jalla Wala, speaks of Mi'raj. So if you go there, we can discuss a little bit. Quickly, very quickly, just to summarize, that when you study the ahadith in Muslim Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat, Mustadi Ahmad, there are all chapters on this there. So you find Nabi alayhi salam went first sky, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Second sky, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi, remember, Yahya alayhi salatu salam, John the Baptist, whom they call. So remember Jesus and him. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. Third sky, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Fourth sky, Nabi Idris alayhi salatu salam. Fifth sky, then you find that it was Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam. Sixth sky, then Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Seventh sky, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So that is the Mi'raj. And thereafter, remember, is Muhadasa, Mukalama, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ أَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. So Allah Ta'ala spoke and gave three gifts to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned in authentic hadith, Sahih Muslim. The five salat was given. From here we learn one big lesson. You call this Durusul Isra'i wal Mi'raj. That everything became farz and compulsory here on the land and sand. But salat became compulsory in the heavens and skies. Why? To show us after Iman and Islam, the most important component and aspect of Islam is Salat. Without Salat, you're not even a Muslim if you look at Quran and Sunnah, if you take the literal meaning. So anyway, remember this first lesson, the gift of 5 days Salat. So what Salat they would read before this Mi'raj and Isra? Two Salats they would read, Qabla Tulu'i Shamsi wa Qabla Ghurubiha, Fajr Salat and Asr Salat. So 5 days Salat. The ending of Surah Baqarah, verses 285-286 was given. Aman al-Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi talfansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, you, the fathers, you, the husbands, Allimu nisa'akum wa awladakum. You must teach your children these ayats here. Why? Because it is revealed min tahti arshi rahman, from under the arsh and throne of Almighty Allah it was revealed and given as a gift to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before we sleep at night, daily, we should read these two verses, Amana Rasul, the last two verses, Faqad kafatahu. It will suffice for that person there. And the third gift, glad tidings, ay man la yushrik billahi shay'a faqad dakhala al-jannah. If a person does not commit kufr and shirk, then he will enter Jannah and paradise. He has Iman, Islam. So these are the three gifts. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam come back in a portion of the night, not the whole night. And the word spread that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling people he went from Makkah to Aqsa to the seven heavens and came back. So Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and they made a big mockery of it. Then they told Sayyidina Abu Bakr, now you can't believe this. I mean, this has gone too far. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, if he says so, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I accept it 100%. فَسَمَّاهُ صِدِّيقًا. And that's how he became Siddiq. The greatest Siddiq, Siddiq Akbar, we say. So the greatest person of this Ummah after prophets and messengers. So we need to understand the three, four things that happened. Isra, the Salat, and then the Mi'raj, and the Mukalama, the Muhadasa, the conversation, and then the gifts, and then the returning. And to believe in this incident of Isra Mi'raj is compulsory. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Today we got very, you know, some Muslims by name, they think they're highly intelligent, Roshan Khyal, and very enlightened people. They reject all this. They say it's a dream and so forth. So if it's a dream every day, I dream every day, you dream. So where's the miracle? Subhanalladhi. Subhana means Allah sabili ta'ajjub. It is an amazing incident, an extraordinary incident. There's something. So therefore, we must believe it was an incident physically and in the state of awakeness. If a person rejects this, then it's out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, why did this event take place?
Study the seerah in Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will find Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 40 years old, and then everybody loved the master alayhi salatu salam. You are sadiqul amin, you are truthful, and you are a man of honesty, integrity. At the age of 40, when chapter 96, remember Surah Alaq, the first five verses got revealed, then what happened? The revelation brought the greatest revolution. The revelation brought the greatest revolution. The same people yesterday who were praising the Master, alayhi salam, they started using derogatory remarks, unsavory titles and unsavory remarks, and all that were made against the Master, alayhi salam. But who stood firm, and firm were the master, the first person to embrace Islam, alal itlaq, absolutely, male, female, adult children, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. She stood as a pillar of a rock, and like a firm, firm pillar and rock with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lay yukhziqillahu abada. Go open Bukhari Sharif, in the starting you will find all the whole incident. So she is there. And Abu Talib, he didn't embrace Islam, but he defended Nabi alayhi salam from the assault and all the harm from the Quraysh and the Mushrikeen and the enemies and the polytheists, idol worshippers. So that is what happens now, 10 years. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finishes 50 years old and now 51. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle dies and passes away. So some ulama say he died in Rajab this month here. Some ulama say he passed away in Ramadan, but he died a non-Muslim, so he's dispatched to the Jahannam, and Bukhari Sharif is very clear on that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him when he was in his last stages, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, oh ya ammi, oh uncle, read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Abu Jahl and them were there. They say, you're going to leave Millati Abita Abdul Muttalib and all that, you're going to leave the kufr and shirk. Then if you study the whole incident, he dies rhyming the words. They were masters in Arabic. So he read, then this is Abu Talib, Ikhtartun Nar, Al-al-ar. I choose the fire over disgrace. Imagine even that time they got time to you understand, rhyme the words and so forth. Ikhtartunnar al-al-ar and so. So he dispatched to Jahannam forever and so forth. And in Bukhari Sharif it comes, he's given less punishment compared to others, but it will be perpetual. And he thinks is the worst punishment and so forth. So he died, but the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. Quran says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot give guidance to whom you love. Allah will give guidance to whomever He wants to. Then some ulama say, after 1 month, 2 months, then she, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, passed away. Some ulama say, no, it was a matter of 3 days only. Both passed away in Ramadan. She, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, married Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam when she was 40 years old. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 25 years old. And now at the age of 65 in Ramadan, she passes away. Remember regarding her, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Bukhari Sharif, innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique, she's exemplary. Oh Aisha, there's no one to take her place. She believed in me when people rejected me. She gave me her money and resources when no one wanted to give me money. And she's the mother of my children. And in the ending, 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Innaha kanat wa kanat. So that year, when Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is around 51 years old, we call it Amul Huzan, the year of sadness. Allah jalla wala's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. He knows everything, past, present, future, and nothing is hidden, obscure. Ya Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, rahmatal lil alamin, you so sad, so sad. Come, I elevate you further and further. So Allah Ta'ala told Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, you stay on the land and sand. وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He was here and he saw this. But nobody before Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went physically in the state of awakeness in the heavens and skies to go see Jannah, Jahannam and all. Only Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam so went. And this is again min khasais in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the unique features and characteristics. So that is a gift Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi alayhi salam. The best place to go, masjid. Not close masjid, you must go masjid. So go Masjidul Haram. From there to Masjidul Aqsa. From there, 7 heavens. So it shows that is how Allah elevated the Master alayhi salam and gave all these gifts and so forth and so on. So that to remove that sadness and grief, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much sadness, uncle, chacha, kaka passed away, although he died non-Muslim. And Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. So this was Allah Ta'ala's favor and gift to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mufti Sahib, is there a specific date that this event took place that is recorded?
Remember that among the awam and the public and so forth, and some ulama, they say it was 27 Rajab and so forth and so on, but we can't say definitely, that's wrong. You can say qila. You know, in Arabic, when you discuss an event, so remember, then you say qila. It is said. Like you see, Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the awam. It's famous, 12 Rabi'ul Awwal and Am al-Fil, and that is the year of the elephant. But when some ulama discuss it, they say, no, not 12 Rabiul Awwal, it's 9th Rabiul Awwal. So there was no real, you must remember, emphasis to write down the date and so forth and so on. So it's what people remember. So regarding Mi'raj, there are so many different riwayats and saying, you go open Rahikul Makhtum, you must remember the seal nectar by Sheikh Safiyu Rahman Mubarak Puri. He's got a good discussion there. And remember, he discusses it there. Al-Isra والمعراج by Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood. That's a masterpiece, very good book by Sheikh Al Azhar. We met him, mashallah. He had such a big white beard and so forth. So he wrote the masterpiece book, Al Isra wal Mi'raj. And our ulama, so many of them wrote on this. So to say definitely, conclusively, that's wrong. You say that maybe this date, maybe that date. So to show the Ummah, the Isra Mi'raj was a miraculous nocturnal journey, but the date is unimportant. But if somebody wants to have lectures and all that, 27, so then it's fine, there's no problem. But sometimes we speak about this, but we forget one great dimension and aspect of it. Then you have to bring in the life of Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi, Saladin the Just. Remember, now let me give you Gregorian calendar. I'm giving you history now. So it was the year 636. Remember, some ulama say 637, Gregorian calendar. So 636, 637, and Islamically it was the 16th year after the Hijrah. So this side here, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, is then Medina Munawwara. And the side here, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah and them, they lay siege to Al-Quds al-Sharif. They surrounded the city. So the leader of the Christians, his name Sufyanus. So Sufyanus came and he said, "Ya Abu Ubaidah, see, we are prepared to surrender. But we got one condition. The keys, you see, of the city, our books, our scriptures tell us we must hand it to Umar. We don't know who's Umar. Wama adraka man Umar. So who is this Umar? We don't know him." He said, "It's right. Sayyidina Umar is Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda. He's there in Medina. We will invite him. He will come and then you hand the keys to him." They all agreed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who came, long story, and then he came with his, you know, khadim and that, his name Aslam and so forth. So when they were entering Majid, they were entering Al-Quds al-Sharif, Jerusalem, Sahaba shouted, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Therefore, the mountain in front of Aqsa is called Jabal Mukabbar. Remember that till today, that the echo came from the mountain and so forth. Then Sayyidina Umar had 17, 19 ulama at different patches. And he was walking and the khadim was riding. So then Abu Ubaidah said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, you should have wore a nice jubbah or something." That's the time Sayyidina Umar said, "Ya Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, if somebody else had to say that, but you saying this?" So you must remember, that's the time Sayyidina Umar made that golden statement to the Muslims, the Sahaba, Tabi'in who were there, that we are the people, la adhalla nas, we were the worst of people. Then what happened? That Islam claimed, a'azzana Allahu bil Islam, and Allah gave us honor because of Islam. Not we gave Islam honor, Islam gave us honor. Wa mahma natlubu ghayrahu la adhalla Allah. And go seek any other ism, Allah will disgrace us. So today we see the Arab ten pot dictators and haramis and traitors to Islam. Waylul lil Arab, Sahih Hadith in Sahih Muslim. So all that in front of our eyes now. So all this happened. Now see what happens. So Sufyanus hands over the key to who? To Sayyidina Umar. Fabaka, and he cries. So Sayyidina Umar asks him, "Ma yubkik, why are you crying?" and so forth. He said, who's saying this? Sufyanus. Inna zulma lasa'a. When you have oppression, transgression, it lasts for a certain while. See apartheid, how long it lasts. Finish then. You see Israel now, their own people, 100,000, 130,000, this week inshallah 150,000. So marching against them. So this is a sign of their falling, declining and so forth. So remember, there's anything on batil. So inna zulma lasa'a. Wa innal adla ila qiyamisa. Golden words, you see. So he said, when you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. Then you must go to your Google and all that and go read. That Misaq-e Umar. Arabic, what is called? Misaq-e Umar. And in English and that, the pledge of Umar, the covenant of Umar, they set in the church. Which church? Kanisatul Qiyamah. I'll tell you about the churches now. And then in there, they said, they drew up all the clauses, conditions. Sayyidina Umar said, "We will not destroy any church of yours. We will not destroy any monastery of yours. You got freedom, you stay here, everything and all these things." Then it was Salat time. So Sufyanus told him, read Salat. Sayyidina Umar told him, I can read, yeah. But I fear one day the Muslims will say, Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'minin, read Salat, yeah. So we must take this away. And so it is in your interest, I read Salat somewhere else. So you got Aqsa al-Mubarak there. You got Qubbatu Sakhra. You got Ganesatul Qiyamah, the Church of Resurrection, Holy Sepulchre. And then next to it, you got Masjid Umar. He threw a stone, and where it landed, even to read Salat there. So imagine, Sayyidina Umar's insight, foresight, all there. Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahim. That is Sayyidina Umar's time, all this happened. Then, that is 637. Till 1099, Muslims ruled. From 1099 to 1187, the Crusaders, Christians ruled. If you ask the Christians who know their history, they feel ashamed to speak of this 88 years. Because more blood was flowing than water in Jerusalem, in Palestine. They were massacring, murdering the Muslims and some Jews. We must speak the truth. Remember that some Jews were there. They killed them. Very few. 90%, 95% were Muslims, and they massacred them. Allah Jalla Wala chose a person, Salahuddin Ayyubi Al-Kurdi, Saladin the Just Al-Kurdi. He never saw Makkah Mukarramah, never saw Medina Munawwara, and he came. If you know Palestine, you know the history. He went to Asqalan, he went to Hittin, he went to Akka, all these places. He conquered. I was speaking about the date. 27 Rajab, and it was the year 1187, after 88 years of ihtilal, of occupation, comes to an end. Salahuddin Ayyubi climbs on the minbar of Nuruddin Zanki. That minbar, that not one nail was knocked into it. I saw that minbar, a small portion, one jutla in 69 harami, he burned the minbar. So anyway, remember this, that minbar, he climbed on it. 88 years, no Salat at Aqsa, no Salat anywhere. They had the cross and crucifix everywhere, the Christian sign. And so after 88 years, how do you start the khutbah? He starts the khutbah, Salahuddin, 27 Rajab, the year 1187. فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala allowed it that the remnants and the relics of the zalims and oppressors were cut to pieces and shreds. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He showed such justice. Now go to Christianity. Muslims, we reject all this. So Christians, they say, Jesus was now born 25th December. That also lies in fabrication. Then they say he was crucified. That also Islam rejects. وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. Then they say he was buried in the tomb. He was buried in the grave. So where he was buried? In that Kanisatul Qiyamah. So that is there. Friday night he was there. Saturday he was there. Saturday night. Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene come, the tomb is empty. This is all Christian business. We reject. So Nabi Isa a.s., according to Christians, was there. They call it Holy Sepulchre. The holiest place in Christianity. Among themselves, the Christians said, the Catholics and Anglicans and Lutherans and this one, they all big argument. They say, give the keys to Salahuddin. Till today, from 1187 till now, you can work out the maths there, Molana. So, how many years did the Muslims go and open the church, the holiest church, not the Vatican, their holy sepulchre, there in Jerusalem, behind Aqsa and that. I went right inside there also with Allah's help. So, you must remember, so this is the karamat of Salahuddin Ayyubi. CNN carried a whole documentary on this, to show till today the Muslims opened the church and so forth. So if you want to speak on the 27th, then speak about Isra Mi'raj and speak about Salahuddin Ayyubi. The man made such a great contribution. After that he passes away. He's buried there at the Jamia Umayya, at the Umayyad Masjid in Damascus. And remember, outside his Qabr Mubarak is there. The leader of Germany sent a plaque, sent a board. He said, put it on his grave. What is written? Saladin the Just. Can you believe? Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies have to accept it. So they placed it there and so forth. So ours is a golden history, remember. But the tragedy is the Muslim 80%, they don't. They're khabi ghaflat mein hai. They're living in Alice in Wonderland. They don't even know whether they're coming or going. So that is the tragedy today of the Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, we've reached the halfway point. Inshallah, our listeners will continue after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you back to this program on Miraj. Mufti Sahab, the next question here is, what's currently happening in the occupied Palestine?
Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So therefore, remember to make the Quran Sharif, as some people do, just like a book of history. That's wrong totally. The Quran Sharif is Hudal Linnas, is a book of guidance. And it's a living book for all times, all places, all circumstances, and will give us guidance during our lifetime and after our death also to others. So that is the first point we must remember. So now, normally when I deliver lectures, I say Palestine, the past, the present, the future. Palestine, the past, the present, the future. And if you want to understand the past, the present, the future, go to chapter 17 and verses number 4 right up to verse number 7 and you will understand it. Or verse 8 you can say. So go to chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel and verses 4 to verse number 8. Quickly I do for you, this is the past. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. We decree to the children of Israel. So Israel is the title of Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Fil kitab, in the book. So you must remember, in the book there means the Torah. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That, oh, it refers to the books of that time there, whatever it was. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That you will cause mischief, mayhem, you understood, on this earth twice. مَرَّتَيْن. And you will be proud and arrogant twice. So best is you say Torah, other Imam in other tafsir also. So anyway, remember, so which are the two fitnas they made? Fasad. One was in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because latufsidunna, you're going to make the fitna. So in time of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. And now this fitna now, since 1948 till now 75 years. So this is the fitna with their pride. See now? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا. So the first time, بَأَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا. We sent our servants, the Sahaba, and them they went. Uli, Sayyidina Umar, all of them and that. Uli Ba'asin Shadid, and they were very powerful. فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ. And remember, they entered your houses, Battle of Khaybar, all that. When the 13th of Muharram, seventh year after the Hijrah, so that is referring to that. Wakana wa adam mafula, that's done already. Now, present, what is happening? Now see the glory, beauty, style, diction of the Quran. Thumma, thereafter. Radadana, Allah attributes him to himself. We return to you, lakumul karrata, we got power one more time alayhim, upon the Muslims, upon people. So Allah gave you Israel, wa the Jewish state and earth. Wa amdadnakum bi amwal, so we gave you wealth. Again, Allah attributes to himself. We gave you wealth. Wa baneen, we gave you children and all. We gave you army, powerful army, most powerful in Middle East, fourth most powerful army in the world, they say. Wa ja'alnakum akthara nafira, and we gave you majority media. See Quran, miracle, ijazul Quran. So we gave you power, we gave you wealth, we gave you army, we gave you media. See? So who can reject it? That is currently. Then Allah gave them ultimatum. In ahsantum li anfusikum. If you do good, it's good for yourself. Wa in asa'atum. And you do evil, kill Palestinian, kill the babies, come to Aqsa Mubarak few days ago, and there by Qubbatu Sakhra, and that you come there, you urinate there, and then you drink alcohol there, falaha. The calamity will befall you. So it means they will make mischief, mayhem, chaos like now. They carry on and they plow proud and arrogant because America's veto is there. Then the final promise will come. Now, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'du ba'da. This is beginning of Surah Bani Israel. Chapter 17, verse 7. Now go to the ending of Surah Bani Israel and see what Allah Ta'ala says. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ Here also it's saying, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ So when the final promise of Allah comes, جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا We will bring you in groups and groups and groups. Chapter 17, 104. The Jutlas from South Africa will come. The Jutlas from Ukraine will come. America, Europe will come. Australia, New Zealand. And it's happening there. Any Jutla can come. 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora, they can't come. They don't have right of return. But Jutla got right of return who doesn't know anything about Israel. So Allah bring. Why? So Jesus, Nabi Isa, don't have to run around to look for them. They're all there. So easy for Muslims to finish them up. You see, divine plan of Allah. Now when Allah wants to elevate the Muslims, we spoke of past, we spoke of present, now future. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ Before a verb in the past tense, when إِذَا comes, the meaning goes to the future. So all these ayats on Qiyamah, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انفَطَرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ were all in the past tense, but إِذَا. So it's still going to unfold. So this is still going to happen. Now Allah is elevating the Muslims. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ The Muslim army will come. And what they will do? They will disfigure your faces. From where the Muslim army will come? From Khurasan. Khurasan is where? Afghanistan. Afghanistan, well, the original name Khurasan, changed 277, 278 years ago by Shah Ahmad Abdali from Khurasan to Afghanistan. And open Mishkat Sharif, you will find that the army will come from Khurasan. They will have their black flags. They will join the Mahdi. And remember, they will liberate Elia. Elia is Jerusalem. So remember that. So see the Taliban, they're getting oil. They got lithium. They got this. Now they, inshallah, getting stronger and more powerful. They made a car, the Black Swan. You must look at that car there. So how smart sports car it is. In February, they will exhibit it there in Qatar, also in Doha. So first thing Allah attributed to them, to the Muslims. When it came to the Jutlas, Radadana, Amdadana, Waja'alna. Allah did not attribute it to the Jutlas. Allah attributed to himself. Yeah, Allah attributing to the Muslims. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ Allah will let the Muslim disfigure their faces, defeat them. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ How they entered first time, Sayyidina Umar's time, you will enter Masjid al-Aqsa and you'll be victorious. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا The pride and arrogance of the Jutlas will be crushed to pieces. Just today I gave you the news item. The most senior man, Jewish person in Congress already says, I fear for the ties of Israel and United States. Today, we gave it in the news. So why? You can see that things are turning now curvy, going turn sideways is going, no more straight is going. So remember, this is Allah's system. He gave the Christians 88 years occupation. He gave the Jutlas 75 years already occupation, but now it's declining now. So then the Muslims will come, not Arabs. Arabs for them, Nabi alayhi salam said, Waylul lil Arab. Arabs will be there in the army, but very few. The true Muslim, the Ajam will come from Afghan and there and there. Then go open Sunan Nasai, wonderful hadith. Babu ma ja'a fi ghazwatil Hind. So this hadith is sahih. Sheikh Albani also said sahih. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Isabatan min ummati. There will be two groups of my ummah. Fa adakhalahumul jannah. Allah will enter them into Jannah. Who are these two groups? Fi'atun taghzu al-Hind. One group will fight against India. You can see India, all the haramis, what all the activities, BBC released everything what Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, did. So remember that they did the Ummah a favor, because Ummah is too hopeless, we can't do all these kind of things. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah al-ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir. Allah will use non-Muslims sometime to help this deen. So see, BBC is exposing them and they don't know what to do. And then second one is this, Wafi'atun, and the other group will be, or Isabatun, Taghzu Ma'a Isa ibn Maryam. So they will be there with Hazrat Mahdi, they will be there with Isa alayhi salam, and they'll be fighting the Jutlas, Christians, non-Muslims, everybody. So the liberation of Palestine. You see, this is Sahih Hadith. Go study the Hadith before that. Abu Huraira is the Rawi. He says, if I was there, I will be right in the first surf. If we win, then we win the great thing. We lose, and I'm in Avdali Shuhada. I will be from the best of martyrs. So that is everything we have, but we don't read, we don't know. You want to know which books you must read on this topic here? This, all this tafsir I gave you now is written, one sheikh he gave me, I still got it, it's a masterpiece. Write it down with the green cover, it is Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya. The Quran is telling you 100% the truth. Hawla qadiyyatil falastiniya. So what the Quran is saying, sometimes our ulama jazamullah khair, they make tafsir of these verses all in the past tense. How it can be in the past tense when Allah is telling you fa idha, for the future tense? See, Quran is living book, it's not for history. Is there to tell you for all times. So therefore we must take this type of tafsir and present to the world. Then you must get the book in English. Remember, Jerusalem, the key to world peace. Jerusalem, the key to world peace. And that is written by the Islamic Council of Europe. Wonderful book. They got rabbis writing there. They got priests writing there. They got Muslims, academics writing. They got sheikhs writing. And good English it is. Come, I tell you something. We're speaking of Mi'raj and Aqsa. And beautiful, we'll explain to you. Who are Sahaba? Sahaba are those you need Sadaqat as-Siddiq. You need Sadaqat as-Siddiq. Fasammahu Siddiqa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Siddiq after this incident of Isra and Mi'raj. So you need the truthfulness of Sayyidina Umar, of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then you need Adalat Umar, justice of Sayyidina Umar. Fasammahu Faruqa. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him Faruq. So you must remember that. So you need the justice sisters of Sayyidina Umar. Then you must remember the sahawat of Zunnurain. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him in the battle of Tabuk in Rajab that ma darra Usman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. 300 camels with the saddles, 1,000 gold coins he gave. Who will give? Multi millionaire, and he spent millions. So remember Sadaqat Siddiq, Adalat Umar, Sakhawat Usman, the generosity of Sayyidina Usman, and Shajaat Haydar Qarrar. You need to have the bravery and boldness of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatih Khaybar, and Muharram, 13th Muharram, 70 after the Hijrah, against the Jutlas. So he is called Fatih Khaybar. So Shaja'at Ali, Shaja'at Haydar Qarrar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's title. And you need Siyasat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu majma'in. He ruled for 19 and a half years. From the year 41 to Rajab, 22nd Rajab, the 60th year of the Hijrah. And when the time came, how he became Khalifa? A Kufar Shia, how did he, Amir Muawiyah, who you curse every day, how did he become Khalifa? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering a sermon to the Ummah, to the Sahaba, and then his beloved Sibtu Rasulullah, his beloved grandson, Sayyidina Hassan, sitting on the pulpit on Mimber. Remember, Sayyidina Hassan was born in the 3rd year. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda and passed away in Numais in the 11th year. So by maximum, he was 8 years old. So that time, maybe he was 4, 5, 6 years old. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him, looks at the ummah, looks at then says, Inna bni hadha sayyidun. This grandson of mine is a leader. لألا الله أن يصلح به بين فئتين عظيمتين من المسلمين. Allah will use him to reconcile this ummah. So after 6 months, his father passed away, Ramadan 40, he then resigned. He went from there, Iraq, he goes to Damascus, he takes the mantle of Khilafat, handed over to Amir Muawiyah. The year 41 is known as Amul Jama'ah. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Hijrah, that year was called Amul Huzan, the year of grief and sadness. Thus, one ruler, one Khalifa, one Amir al-Mu'mineen. You become Khalifa, finish. So that prophecy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled. Amir Muawiyah, Siyasat Muawiyah. You need to have the politics of Amir Muawiyah. His Merkaz and headquarters is Damascus, but he didn't take the oath there. In the book, Jerusalem, the key to world peace, he told Sahaba, Tabi'in, whoever, come there to Aqsa al-Mubarak, I will sit there and you will come and take the oath of allegiance from me. See, to highlight to the Ummah the importance of Aqsa al-Mubarak and these Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, murtads, what else we can call them. So you must go make peace with Israel and so forth. Therefore our ruling of them, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it is UAE, whether it's Bahrain, whether it is Morocco or Egypt or Jordan, we say they're not Muslims, these rulers. They sold Islam, they traitors to our first Qibla. So they're speaking of the rulers. So we must be clear, that was Siyasat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. So learn about all these issues, then you will come to know what is Aqsa, what is Mi'raj, what is Isra. So the children, I can't forget, I must tell you these incidents, inshallah iman taza ho jayega. I went with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 5 times to Aqsa. First time 89 and last time 2002 we fastened ihram there with Allah's help, and then we read salat and all that. Every time we read Jummah also there with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatun min rabbi at Aqsa al-Mubarak. So the point I want to make, this is 1992 now, 15 ulama plus minus we were invited, and every place that Dajjal asked for, they took us there. They took us to Buhaira Tabariya, Lake Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee. They took us to Baysan, where the dates and all that. They took us to all these places, you must remember, to show us that. All right. Cut long story short, now it's time to return. Come back to South Africa. So there was one youngster. Today, if you tell people you must keep this name, they laugh. Because we idiots Muslim of today. We don't understand Quran, we don't understand Hadith, we don't understand Fiqh, we don't understand Tariq. So this youngster's name, Qa'qa. Go read Palestine. There's a great Mujahid, Abdul Qadir Husayni. So when Palestinians ask me, what's your name? I say, Ismi wa Ismukum Sawa. Our name is the same. Your Mujahid's name was Abdul Qadir Husayni. Hada huwa Ismi. That is my name. They just look at me. So I say, no, I've been, and they get very happy. So remember, you must learn the Mujahideen. So one Mujahid's name, there was Qa'qa. And if you open Bukhari Sharif, last hadith, you will find Qa'qa. That Qa'qa is different. But it's a famous name in Islam. But today, if you tell the Ummah, keep your son's name haram, they will think it's a harami child. You understand? Haram means sacred and holy. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu's uncle's name was haram. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And remember, Qa'qa mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Great, great Mujahideen they were. So Qa'qa, 8, 9 years old, I was facing Aqsa al-Mubarak and he was facing me. We still under apartheid that time, 92, before 94 now. So we were 15 plus minus ulama and that we invited. So I told him, Qa'qa, we're going back to South Africa tomorrow, day after, whatever. You must come with me. We come go to Junubi Africa. We put you in the school in the morning and enroll you there, afternoon madrasa, like how we went. See, the youngster, 8 years old, taught me a lesson. He said, Ya Ammi, O uncle, that you telling me about your Junubi Africa. And then he turned around and pointed to Aqsa. He said, if I live here, who will look after Aqsa? See, that Iman, Then I cried. So you must remember this, the child taught me a lesson. We taught South Africa is important. He taught us Aqsa is most important. So that is what our children are showing us. Battle of Khaybar took place on the 13th Muharram, 7th year after the Hijrah. The Jews, the Jutlas were defeated. Our children, our flowers, I call them of Palestine, Iman in their heart, stones in their hand, and they take on the army. These Arab rulers and Muslim jokers and all of them clowns. You must remember 90% murtad themselves. So you must remember they go and take the army on. And what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. The Jutlas are recording this program. What you think? So you Jutla, you take this program and send to everybody. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Hey Jutlas, remember Khaybar, Khaybar, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Ya'ud. We are the army of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have come again and we're going to beat you this time. And see that how they beat them so many times. But they only can beat them with their firepower from the sky and so forth, because they are cowards. The murderers of prophets and messengers. You must remember Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, they murdered. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, they tried to assassinate. So the murderers, remember that. Fariqan kazzabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. Then our women, our men, our children of Palestine, what they say? Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya Aqsa. Aqsa, we will not let you fall. First, we will give our life, we will give our ruh, our soul, our spirit, our blood. Then, you Allah's mercy will come. So, inshallah, victory is ours, but the ummah has to understand the urgency of it and read and read and read. And the best books I found in Arabic is this, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyat al-Falastiniyya, and remember in English it is Jerusalem, the key to world peace. And mashallah, there are so many other books there, Palestine Made Easy by Ismail Patel and all of them. And in Urdu, and that Sheikh Abul Hassan Nadwi and them wrote. So thousands of books are written. Allah Ta'ala show us the day. We must be part of that army that liberates Jerusalem, Palestine, all of that, and our Qibla-i Ula. Last point. Imagine our Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, tomorrow is khutbah, Sheikh Mahir, who was here last week, and that, or 10 days, whenever, 2 weeks, whatever, he can't even speak one word, he can't even make dua for Aqsa. Why? The authorities don't allow it. That is where our Muslims are today. See, you can't even make dua for the Muslims of Jerusalem, of Al-Aqsa, nothing. You can't make dua against the Jutlas that they put you into jail. So that is the status quo today, and you Muslim, you better wake up from your slumber and your dreaming. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah.